Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Sniff, sniff. Is that a part of your workout routine? We're talking about smelling salts. How do they work, and are they for everyone? The little packets release ammonia that irritates the membranes of the nose and lungs, and that causes you to inhale and arouse back to consciousness. Athletes use this to try for an added burst of energy before they hit the field or go for that maximum weight lift. Some of the benefits might be overstated, but there's also no major health risks to try it. That's according to OSF sports medicine physician Dr. Karan Rai.
The most detrimental part or risky part of a smelling salt is if you are holding it too close to your nose or using it too often. As I stated, it can irritate the membranes and can cause some injury or damage to them if used too frequently. I definitely would not recommend inserting them into your nostrils.
You also see smelling salts used to revive someone after a head injury. That has actually fallen out of favor with doctors, Dr. Rai says.
One reason is when someone is being assessed for a head injury, another concerning area is whether they've had a spinal injury. And typically if you're inhaling that salt, that can cause almost like a whiplash effect on your cervical spine, which again can exacerbate an underlying injury.
Bottom line, talk to your primary care provider before you give smelling salts a try. That's Healthcare News That You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.